Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Sheriff's deputies are searching for a female suspect who may have fired a shot during a disturbance on Mookie Lane in Regalwood on Friday. The 911 caller reported that a woman driving a green vehicle was involved in a verbal altercation after she allegedly been driving recklessly in the area. A single shot was fired, but the report did not specify who fired the shot. Sheriff's deputies recovered a single 9mm shell casing at the scene. Thieves have been busy at area businesses. Someone stole $500 worth of household supplies from the Nakaina Dollar General store on Sunday evening. A description of the suspect was not available. Another brazen thief got away with several $100 worth of motor oil, fuel treatment, cleaning products, and other merchandise from the Murphy's gas station in the Walmart shopping center early on Wednesday. Whiteville City Police are currently investigating that theft. A registered sex offender was arrested by Chadburn Village Police after lingering at a public park on Election Day. James Ernest Chambers, age 65, of Huffman Street, was held under a $25,000 secured bond. Chambers allegedly went to the park after voting at town polls, according to court records. Chambers was convicted of molesting multiple children in 2003. The Thanksgiving Click It or Ticket campaign is going on through Sunday. North Carolina state troopers and local law enforcement will be looking for aggressive or impaired drivers, as well as seatbelt and child seat usage violations. Whiteville City Council tonight will hear a request from the owners of 154 Calder Street. They are requesting that the city acquire their property for the Madison Street Park project. The property could be converted into a retention pond for floodwater. The property was the former home of the skating rink, demolished by the city more than a decade ago. The board will also hear from Department of Transportation Engineer Barry Gulinski on the possibility of removing the stoplight at Commerce and Madison Streets in Whiteville. Filing for sheriff, clerk of the court, county commissioners, school board, and other offices begins on December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners will go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of all the open offices at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its last turkey shoot for the year on Wednesday at the firehouse. Only stock guns may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday starting November 28th at the park. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Abundant Life Assembly of God will be holding a turkey shoot on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. The cost is $4 per round with stock guns only. There will be light shootout rounds, kids and ladies rounds, and food, drink, and concessions. Abundant Life Church is located at 5384 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. There are multiple opportunities this week to volunteer or get a meal on Thanksgiving. You can look for the full list at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Capture Community Center in Loris will have their annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner Giveaway today at 12 p.m. The Capture Center is located at 4350 Spring Street in Loris. For more information, call 843-877-1226. The Sheepdog Foundation and McMullen House of Heroes will be hosting the Heroes Feast on Thanksgiving Day, November 27th, from noon until 2 p.m. The meal is for on-duty law enforcement officers, firefighters, correctional officers, dispatchers, emergency service personnel, and all support personnel working during the holiday. The meal will be at 426 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Donations of volunteers are still needed. For more information, you can email info@sheepdogfdn.com. Winter Youth Basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. The cost is $15 for city residents and $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to all players ages 5 to 16, and a birth certificate is required at registration. You can call 910-642-9052 or see the story online for a link to register. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, so featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewood's Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.